Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire of Healdsburg is stepping up to the role of acting governor this week, and he joins me now on the live line. Hello, acting Governor McGuire.
Michelle, how you doing? It's so good to talk to you.
It's great to talk with you as well. Can you tell us why are you in the governor's chair this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are second in line to the governor after the lieutenant governor. As folks have seen, there's a little bit of a party going on in Chicago. The Democratic National Convention is going full steam. So excited about Kamala Harris, and both the governor and the lieutenant governor are attending the convention, which means I'm stepping in to serve as the acting governor while Mr. Newsom is out of state.
All right, very good. So are there any bills or pieces of legislation that you are hoping will pass before the end of this session on August 31st?
Yeah, the legislature is in its busiest season right now. This week and next, we'll research, review, and ultimately pass approximately 750 pieces of legislation. That also includes very important budget document to help fund our schools and keep those potholes filled. There are several critical pieces of legislation that are going to be advancing. Many focus on combating the home business crisis, combating the insurance crisis, focus on making our public schools stronger, looking at funding our public schools at record levels. There are many, many critical pieces of legislation that's moving. And here's the exciting piece about California right now. We are funding our public schools the highest they've been in generations. It's actually the highest it's been in the history of the state of California. Every student now receives free breakfast and lunch because we know kids aren't able to learn on empty stomachs. 50% of our community college students now are attending community college tuition-free. The number one investment that we can make is in our kids and strong public schools. And California has made incredible strides, much more work to go, but we're making incredible strides investing where it's most important. That's in the future with our kids and public schools.
Well, I appreciate that. As the kid of two teachers and a lot of teachers in my family, this is great news. So one last question. I know you're busy as acting governor, but while you're in that seat, can you quickly slip in maybe a state proclamation to declare Sonoma County Week or something like that?
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. I can't tell you the number of folks who have been texting and calling saying, hey, I got a good bill idea that we should sign. I will say just a few weeks ago, when I was filling in as acting governor, we did proclaim Rabbi Gittleman Day across the state of California, celebrating the over three decades of service that Rabbi Gittleman has provided here in Sonoma County. He's recently retired, and just talk about bright light. And even in our darkest days during the fires, so amazing the work that he's done. And I'll just end it right here, Michelle, and say this. This is such an honor to be able to serve in the California State Senate, be the first president of the Senate from the North Bay and North Coast in 147 years. I am so incredibly grateful for this opportunity, and I just can't say thank you enough. And I also want to say thank you to Michelle. You are there morning, noon, and night providing us with up-to-date, accurate coverage on some of the toughest issues that are facing our community. You've covered so many wildfires, and I just want to take a moment, and I sincerely mean this, you are truly one of the best, and you do so much good work to keep all of us safe. And I just want to say thank you.
You are the sweetest. Thank you so much. I will let you go.
Thank you so much.
That is California Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire, who is the acting governor this week.